Not George Washington by P.G. Wodehouse. Part 1. Miss Margaret Goodwin's Narrative. Chapter 1. James arrives. I am Margaret Goodwin. A week from today I shall be Mrs. James Orlebar Cloister. It is just 3 years since I first met James. We made each other's acquaintance at 7:30 on the morning of the 28th of July in the middle of Fermain Bay, about 50 yards from the shore. Fermain Bay is in Guernsey. My home had been with my mother for many years at St. Martin's in that island. There we lived our uneventful lives until fate brought one whom, when first I set my eyes on him, I knew I loved. Perhaps it is indiscreet of me to write that down, but what does it matter? It is for no one's reading but my own. James, my fiancé, is not peeping slyly over my shoulder as I write. On the contrary, my door is locked, and James is, I believe, in the smoking room of his hotel at St. Peter's Port. At that time it had become my habit to begin my day by rising before breakfast and taking a swim in Fermain Bay, which lies across the road in front of our cottage. The practice, I have since abandoned it, was good for the complexion and generally healthy. I had kept it up, moreover, because I had somehow cherished an unreasonable but persistent presentiment that some day somebody, James as it turned out, would cross the pathway of my maiden existence. I told myself that I must be ready for him. It would never do for him to arrive and find no one to meet him. On the 28th of July I started off as usual. I wore a short tweed skirt, brown stockings. My ankles were, and are, good. A calico blouse and a red tam-o'-shanter. Ponto barked at my heels. In one hand I carried my...